KSL at Night was recorded and produced this afternoon. KSL at Night. Some of Utah's top political specialists join a roundtable on the day's biggest stories. KSL is at 102.7 FM and on every smart speaker when you say play KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to KSL at Night. I'm Mara Carabello here with Leah Murray. And hey, if you listeners have missed any part of the show, remember we post on podcasts really quickly. So go to kslpodcast.com, pick on KSL at Night, and pull down your favorite segment or listen to the whole thing. Or while you're there, find some other great KSL podcasts. But it's a great way to listen if you haven't had a chance to listen to us live. Leah, you know, one of the biggest policy discussions that America and actually the entire world is engaged with is technology. And how do we use it? How do we regulate it? What rights do we have as users? What rights to these private companies, right? Private companies, what rights do they have as we use? Now, I am going to relish sort of the next sentence because I love it. There was a bipartisan, and I think that's so important. Technology shouldn't be a partisan issue. There was a bipartisan deal that is the focus of attention in the Commerce Committee. The chair, Maria Cantrell, in the Senate and the Republican House Energy and Commerce Committee chair, Kathy McMorris Rodgers, they finally got a deal on this issue. And the issue is one of a proposal in which how many consumer rights do we get with companies like Google, Meta, TikTok, when they use our personal data?
Yeah. So the bill is known as the American Privacy Rights Act. And I kind of want to say, for the record, as a political science professor, let's just be clear, how data is handled is really not my content area of expertise. But I'm interested in how slow the United States has been in managing the information age. So this American Privacy Act is about a decade behind privacy protections that were adopted in Europe, Mara, a long time ago. Does that make sense?
Right.
So what we are talking about is what's an interesting moment and maybe really indicative of how dysfunctional Congress actually is. Everyone agrees we need it.
Right.
Right. OK, so everyone thought this was something that we needed to have. Everyone is concerned about privacy when it comes to your data. This weekend, I'm having a conversation with some friends about how car companies are sharing with insurance companies data about how you drive. And Mara, I drive fast.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't need my Subaru telling, farmers how fast I'm driving, right? A little bit. So so those conversations we've all been having, right? Like, how did such and such get my phone number? How did this get shared? I mean, the ones that are the most scary is when you're having a conversation with your husband about we're going to buy a new car or a new mattress, and all of a sudden it shows up in your feed. All of that. So America's been behind. And so this bill is the American Privacy Rights Act. Like you said, it's bipartisan. So it's got support in the Senate and in the House. Here's just in the bill kind of top line, right? National baseline for how companies collect, use, transfer data on the internet. So kind of an understanding of what that would look like from the company side. To give users the right to opt out of certain data practices. I actually listened to a horrifying podcast about a week ago about if you have a car that has all your information, right? So, and it's wonderful because if you have an accident, you want to be able to get help.
Right.
But let's say there's a divorce. So you are the woman taking the car and it's in the husband's name. And now the husband knows everywhere you're going to be. And then getting the Lexus company to change over, manage or ownership, what the name of the person is.
Yes.
Right. That even a restrictive order, if there was some kind of drama, doesn't protect you if you're a woman, is terrifying.
Right.
So women's groups are worried because usually all women have when they leave a scary situation is the car they've got. And if the car is giving data
as they're trying to escape,
I mean, it was a horrifying podcast that I listened to. Man, the things you don't really think about, right? When you're I would like this onboard technology,
sure.
Right? But as it turns out, there can be other ramifications. So the idea that users could opt out of those data practices, right? That they could basically say to Google, don't share my information. I would like to opt out. out. That would help get, so what we just talked about, the targeted advertising out of your feed. I talked about shoes with my husband and now all of a sudden my feed is full of shoes, right? Yeah. That kind of stuff. And then requiring companies to really only gather as much information as they need to offer specific products to consumers. So the point kind of is, don't collect everything just because you can,
right?
And then you're going to like sell it to other people, right? That's not what we're looking for. All you need to do is really collect data that you need. So what's interesting? So you kind of go like, this all seems obvious, right? And why is it that Europe had regulations like this for over a decade? And what is going on here? And the interesting thing is actually states have led out. So states have rules about what data, financial data you can share, what health data you can share. You know, so a little bit... All right, so let's just dig into the weeds here on this politics of it. A little bit about a federalist system the way we have, Mara. It's the Wild West on some of these policies. Most people probably mostly understood that when we talked about COVID and every state had their own brand of how are we going to deal with COVID. On this, every state's got its own brand and how we're going to deal with privacy protections. So a little bit, the states are doing stuff. So even though there's like agreement, it's like a mass...
Well, and it gets exacerbated when you're talking about transferable technology. Transferable meaning it doesn't happen necessarily tied to a locale, right?
Right.
I take my phone with me when I travel. I take my information. And so this has been a great strategy starting in the 80s by special interest groups where they realized now it was for very different motivations. In the 80s, it was special interest groups who were frustrated with the federal government not taking an action on, you know, the Second Amendment. But in this instance, I think it's states. This is not uncommon now. States are frustrated that the federal government can't, Congress can't get their act together enough to legislate. So it's not a bad incentive strategy even to say, fine, I'm going to do it myself, knowing that having 50 different laws will cause discord, knowing that having 50 different laws or 38 different laws or 17 different laws doesn't actually work as a regulatory policy.
Right.
But it's a terrific strategy because it forces up a problem that is closer to the federal government having to solve. And to your point that you've said a few times, I think it bears saying that this is a major step forward that we should celebrate. But less than 2 months ago, the EU just put out their second wave. This would have been their first one a decade ago. They put out their second. And just to put it in perspective, when the EU establishes a technology policy, they have to get 20-something independent nation states to agree. I mean, that is extraordinarily heavy lift for the EU. And America's just doing the basics right now, which is like you can't track us and you can't do things without our knowledge. So I guess I'm saying we hope that this becomes the catalyst. It can't take another decade for us to get to second base here.
Yeah, no, and I love like just, you know, again, why Congress is so dysfunctional. So Republican Chair Mick Morris Rogers saying it's a historic piece of legislation. I think I agree. I think it's 10 years, but, you know, plant a tree today. The first best time was 20 years ago, but today works too, right? So you're establishing privacy protections. And then the Democrat, a top Democrat on her committee said it's a very strong discussion draft. And you're like, yeah, dude, that's why nothing moves forward.
Yeah, but so critical. I think this is impacting us more and more. And it seems like we're developing an appetite and a strategy to regulate, which will be terrific.
Yeah.
So good stuff here. Stay tuned with us. We have more coming on KSL at night.